Welcome, folks, to another CJRO Community Radio interview. This is Manuela, and you're listening to Local First. With me in the studio is Kim Vincent, co-founder of Ability Hive. Hello, Kim. Thank you so much for finding time to come over in our studio. What is Ability Hive?
So at Ability Hive, we sell a range of sensory and therapeutic tools for individuals with autism, ADHD. We started 3 years ago when we decided to organize an accessible Halloween event on our street in Embrun. And that was the catalyst for Ability Hive. That's when we launched. So almost 3 years to the day, we were watching a newscast and they had an accessible Halloween event on the newscast side. And my wife and I, we just kind of looked at it and we were wowed by it. My wife actually said to me, quote, "Why doesn't anybody do this here?" And I said to her, "Well, someone's got to do it." We kind of go crazy for Halloween. Like, I was looking out the window and I'm looking at the 12-foot skeleton and the 12-foot witch and all this stuff we have, this crazy stuff. And I just said, you know what? I'm doing it. I don't really care if we get five people, we're going to do it. So there's a Facebook group that maybe some of your listeners will know called Embrun Concerned Citizens. I just put a little feeler on there. I just put, "Hey guys, we want to do an accessible Halloween. Would anybody be interested in attending this weekend if we did one?" And I put a picture of our setup and the post just blew up from there. Like, the mayor reached out. You know, we had a week to plan it. In a week, we came up with the name Ability Hive. We came up with a website. Really, we did all this stuff so quickly. A Facebook page, Instagram, and we launched Ability Hive. And a little backstory too, we have a daughter who's autistic and nonverbal. Her name is Sage. She had never been able to trick-or-treat. She would run people's homes. So this was selfishly a little bit of a way for us to kind of host an event that, you know, maybe she could have her first trick-or-treat. So she got her first trick-or-treating experience that weekend as well.
So I understand that these decorations are very friendly and nothing very scary also for the kids.
The thing with the accessible Halloween event is it's during the day so that there's no strobing or flashing lights. So during the day, things don't look as scary. Exactly. But we do have some scary pieces, like the boogeyman, the 8-foot boogeyman that we have is kind of scary.
It's so early in the month,
yeah.
You can expect better weather than what would be at the end of the month,
and,
right?
And so that's precisely why we did it. So the first year, Halloween was coming up, and we decided to do it right at the end of the month. Just, I think it was like October 27th. We wanted it to be on the Saturday. But moving forward, we decided, you know, let's do the first Saturday of every October, because that ensures a chance to get warmer weather. So after we did the event, our really great, fantastic neighbors that live right behind us, they have an organization, a nonprofit called Gutal Altruism, and that was Melanie, which I believe you were talking to. You know, we approached them and said, "Why don't you guys partner with us on this and we can do even bigger things?" So moving into year two, they joined us as partners. And then year three now, we have a committee with some of the members of the community who live on the street and stuff. So it's really growing at a fast pace. It's fantastic. Like, I didn't think it could get bigger than last year, but it's getting bigger than last year.
It's amazing that people around you are just chipping in and helping you with this, right?
The neighbors are all in on it. The township is an official partner. And I remember some of the conversations were, they were shocked, actually, that there wasn't that stick-in-the-mud neighbor who was kind of like being rigid and didn't want things to happen, because they said there's always that one neighbor. In our case, we lucked out and we've got great neighbors who are supportive of the event, and we've had no issues whatsoever with anybody. In fact, they're all out decorating today and stuff. It's really cool. Some of them were in September. You drive on our street in September and it looks like Halloween already, kind of, you know. That's a real sense of community.
Would you like to elaborate what exactly is happening on Saturday?
Absolutely. Essentially, this is a free event for anybody. It's really designed for those with special needs and disabilities, along with their families, caregivers, and support systems who want to come out and trick-or-treat, whether it's the first time they ever get to trick-or-treat, whether it's a practice run for the real Halloween, or maybe they're 60, 80 years old and they love trick-or-treating and they want to come out. We get older people coming out too who are just in love with Halloween as the kids. When you get to the event, it's magic right from the beginning, because picture this, you get right to the corner of Malsay Street and Provence. First thing you see, a giant 17-foot black cat on your right, a huge 12-foot archway. You walk through that archway. On the right-hand side, there's a red carpet photo booth where you can take a picture, post it on social media. You keep going, you're running into Spider-Man, you're running into Batman. We got 10 special guest characters this year. It's insane. Captain Marvel, we've got Captain America, the Evil Queen, and I just heard Snow White. update literally today is coming as well. We've got a Shadow Stormtrooper, not to give everything away, and their costumes are so mind-blowing. And then along with the committee and everybody and Gutal, we really like wanted to think of how can we make this an accessible Halloween event, not just in terms of, okay, you know, because obviously we've got tables at the end of driveways. Those are for people with mobility issues, wheelchairs, but let's talk about invisible disabilities. Let's talk about other things. So we've got regulation stations for those who need to come, and if they need to regulate and they need to reset and take a break while the parents chill out in one of the chill zones that we have. We're adding a huge, I won't say what it is, 15-foot tall, 18-foot wide decoration this year. We've got two 12-foot skeletons. We've got a 15-foot skeleton that Riznik Electric actually brought. Our sponsor, Riznik Electric, and all the other sponsors have been fantastic. But Riznik Electric, he lives on our street. He's our gold sponsor, and he kind of went crazy this year with all the decorations he bought. So, and going back to accessibility, we've got an accessible porta potty with the hand wash station. And then we've even got a change tent, a 10 by 10 changing tent with a changing table.
Everything is so well thought.
Oh, well, we're happy to hear that. And we always miss things. We get the feedback and then we have our get together and we kind of debrief, so to speak, after. And even last year, we missed some things. You know, garbage cans were set on driveways. We're like, this year, the garbage cans will be on the actual road. And the road, by the way, is closed off. The Russell Township is a partner. They've been a great partner. We'll have a fire truck there. OPP is going to be there. Paramedic and bylaw.
Tell us more of the people who've helped you.
A few of the sponsors, like Sapling, they're one of our gold sponsors. Le Basquet, they're another gold sponsor. Riznik Electric, as I mentioned. And then we've got a whole slew of silver sponsors, everyone from Key to Speech to Pearson Street, Smashburgers. We've got so many great sponsors and partners. Printwell, for example, they're actually located in the St. Laurent Shopping Center. They donated all the print materials for what we're doing. And then Starbucks from Embrun, they're coming out to the event. But last year they came out and they were giving out iced coffee and treats. And then Pizza Hut and Embrun, fantastic people. You know, they wrote a check out to us and then they're giving us an amazing deal on pizza. Flow Recreation Therapy, they're running a regulation station. The amazing people at Gamache, which is like a therapy clinic, they're sending a whole bunch of their therapists to come and just float around. And if anybody needs help or assistance, they're going to be there. Like, honestly, amazing partnership. If you go to our website, you can see all of the sponsors. And again, I can't say enough about Mel and Nick at Gutal Altruism. They've been really fantastic. And the committee with Cindy and Willie and Marie-Jose putting everything together. So for those who want to come out to the event, it's this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Yes. It's on Marseille Street in Embrun. The entrance is at 454 Provence Street, with parking will be at Richelieu Park. When you get there, you know, there's going to be people directing you and whatnot. It's a completely free event. We'd love to have everybody out who wants to come out and enjoy an accessible Halloween. We've actually, not only do we have candy to give out, we've also got non-treat items. So we've got, I think it's probably around 1,500 fidgets or something like that. We'd love to have everybody out, and it's a great time. And all the details for the accessible Halloween event are found on our website as well. When you go to the website, abilityhive.ca, there is a tab that says Halloween. You click that, and it's got everything from all the special guest characters to the sponsors. And of course, you can go to Embrun Accessible Halloween on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Thank you for coming over, and I wish everyone on Saturday a happy and fun accessible Halloween. Bye.